Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our service of worship on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Our homilist today is Chancellor Donna Williams, and our celebrant today is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier. And now let us prepare our hearts for a time of worship.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the fourth Sunday of Advent. Purify our conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find us in a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Last Sunday, we lit the candle of joy. We light it and the candles of hope and peace again, as we remember that Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all God's promises and bring us everlasting joy and light. The fourth candle of Advent is the candle of love. God's love is a perfect love. It holds nothing back. God in love gives us everything we need to live a life of hope and peace. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus shows us God's perfect love. This is what love looks like. Love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful or conceited, rude or selfish. Love is not quick to take offense, but keeps no record of wrongs and does not gloat over other people's troubles, but rejoices in the right, the good, and the true. There is nothing that love cannot face, and there is no limit to its faith, its hope, to its endurance. Love never ends. We light the candle of love to remind us that Jesus brings us God's love and shows us how to love others. Love is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the love that we find in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the love you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true and for Christ to come again, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your love with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor is brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. and they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved. Ever faithful God, through prophets and angels, you promised to raise up a holy child who would establish a household of peace and justice. Open our hearts to receive your Son, that we may open our doors to welcome all people as sisters and brothers, and establish your household in our time. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letters to the Hebrews. Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but is now disclosed, and through the prophetic writings is made to all the Gentiles, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the child leap in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on your lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear for him from generation to generation. He's shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, to his descendants forever. This is the gospel of Christ.
Be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Here we are, the fourth week of Advent. Last Sunday, we lit the candle of joy. We light it again, as well as the candles of hope and peace, along with the fourth candle, the candle of love. I love thinking about Mary and Elizabeth and their encounter at the house of Zechariah. What strength and love it would have taken for Mary to make that long journey to see Elizabeth being pregnant herself. Zechariah and Joseph are not there. It is just these two amazing women, one older with no children and one younger with no husband, sharing a close, bonded, extraordinary experience and blessing that has come and is still yet to come, the Marian season. Mary's love, her sorrow, and her faith stick with me. As we are close to Jesus' birth, we are brought closer to the woman who gave him birth. She had been chosen by God to be the mother of Jesus. Mary's body was chosen and blessed by God to be the miracle of incarnation. Elizabeth said to her beloved cousin Mary, "And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Mary believes in the promises of God, and she knew she would indeed suffer pain and sadness, but she also knew that these promises would bring salvation to the world. Elizabeth called Mary the mother of my Lord, and she was also called God-bearer. Mary had unconditional love for God. After all, she was called to be Jesus' human mom. She didn't completely understand how this was all going to work, but her love of God and her trust in him helped to save humanity, and she took on the task. We're learning information daily that our world will not be returning to its normal pre-COVID state as quickly as we had hoped. Our lives have changed dramatically since 2019, one way or the other for all of us. For many of us, our livelihood depends on what's going to happen in the next few months. Instead of looking forward to a catch-up year after 21 or so months of changes and adaptations, we are looking at yet another year of unsettled predictions. We need Mary's faith right now, her love and faith. We're all fatigued, yet we do have choices to make. We can choose to fight the system, argue with health officials, just plain have an excuse to be frustrated, maybe even take it out on our own spouses and our friends. Our patience is wearing thin. It's 6 days before Christmas, and maybe our Amazon orders have not arrived yet, and we're unclear even if we can have dinner with our families. If we take a step back and breathe, we can ask ourselves, is this really important? How is my reacting impacting others? And what is important? By far, the most important thing we can do is love each other. More, we can keep each other safe from harm as much as we can. We could try to leave others happier than how we found them. We can find the blessing in being with those who comfort you, but also the ones that you can comfort. Those gifts are not as important as the words you can share and the small moments showing love. When I think back to my childhood and my parents at Christmas time, it was not the gifts that were under the tree, nor the hustle or bustle of people dropping in for treats and Christmas cheer. The best moments were the quiet moments and the comforting words from a relative. The love that was shared, knowing that something really special was about to happen. I remember sipping on hot chocolate and threading popcorn and talking with my grandmother about Jesus and his love for us. Unconditional love. If ever we needed love in our hearts, it's now. If ever our loved ones needed to see our strength in our unconditional love, it's now. Our children, grandchildren, elderly relatives, friends, neighbors, all need to feel love right now. We may feel uncertainty about the next couple of years, and we may have to adapt to a brand new normal. And the least we can do for each other is spread the kindness, patience, and acceptance in the things that we can't change, but change the things we can. We can change our reactions and interactions by simply accepting and living with the love in our hearts. We don't have to fight the crowds and search for the perfect gift for those we hold the closest. The most important gift we can give of ourselves is love, the kind of love we find in Jesus' words. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. It doesn't cost a thing. The more you find peace and love in your heart, the more others will see it and feel it. And it's contagious. A great Canadian songwriter, Leonard Cohen, wrote, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That is how the light gets in." Mary embraced the changes. Just like our lives, her life was not measured by her wealth or intelligence, but by her faith and love and the ability to adapt to what was given to her. Love the people you come in contact with. Share kind words and goodwill. Spill positive energy into the universe. Call upon those that you can offer comfort to, and don't be afraid to ask for comfort yourself. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and all of your mind. That is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws and prophets hang on these two commandments. Even the Beatles knew all so well. All we need is love. Amen.
Rejoice in with Mary, that the word comes among us. Let us offer our prayers to God, saying, "Lord, hear our prayers." Then we find in Mary, the servant of the Lord, the model of our heart's willing surrender to God's call. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we discover in true spiritual openness the richness of the ways in which God inspires us to bring Christ to the world in our actions, words, and deeds. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May the God of mystery, who dwells in unapproachable light, draw us more and more deeply into the path of divine wisdom, beyond all human expectation. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we grow in our discipleship. May our hearts become a vessel filled with the grace and the love of Christ, so that we may offer Christ's love as we move through our days. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our deepest hearts find strength in the gift of the blessed hope that what God has begun to do in our world and in all our persons by Christ's saving work will be brought to its fullness by our Savior. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We remember before God who are in any need or trouble, for those who are sick, whom we now remember in the quiet of our hearts. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Call us to yourself, O God, as you called Mary, that we may be formed into a dwelling of holiness, giving life to all peoples of the world through Mary's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, strengthen and confirm you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, this is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me. Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup and give you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask that you send the Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them in the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Church, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, Come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.